Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk.
Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Peter English. How are you, Peter?
Very well, Chris. How are you?
I'm very good indeed, very good indeed. We're at the London Wine Fair, and I've just been over at your stand looking through phones and doing all sorts of stuff. But before we get into that, because we're going to be talking about your living wine labels today, what's your role? Because you're with Treasury Estates, aren't you?
So, yeah, Treasury Wine Estates. So I'm a senior brand manager within the marketing team here in Europe.
And what does that mean?
It means I have a lot of fun and a varied role. But, I mean, Treasury Wine Estates is, our mothership, our headquarters is in Australia. So we're listed on the Australian Stock Exchange. But a number of brands in our portfolio, which you might recognize, like Penfolds, Lindemans, Beringer, and also the likes of Blossom Hill.
Well, Blossom Hill, yeah, that's a big one, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. You might have heard of that.
Yeah, a lot of people have heard of that. Some quite high-end brands and some quite mass consumer brands as well,
really. Quite high-end brands, yeah, but very much, you know, across whether it's the high-end brands or, you know, the more accessible level, it's very much taken a marketing-led approach to wine.
You said you're headquartered in Australia, but you're...
Yeah, in Europe, we're based in Twickenham.
Are you?
Yeah.
So am I.
Oh, are you? Oh, yeah. We're just opposite the Cabbage Patch pub.
Oh, that's right. And are you in the blue building?
Yes. Yeah, next to the station.
I knew that. I should have known that. Yeah, because that's not far from where we're in down Deep Cross.
Okay.
You know,
Radnor
Gardens.
Yes.
So not too far away.
Oh, you can come and visit.
Yeah, well, if you've got some wine, I might.
Yeah.
Excellent. So we're going to talk a wee bit about living labels in a minute. But how long have you been with Treasury?
I've been with Treasury now 7.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, joined in 2011.
Yep. We're going to talk a wee bit about living labels. What are they? I've had a wee play, and I've sort of had a wee thing, but I'm not quite sure exactly what they are.
Yeah, so living wine labels. So living wine labels is essentially about augmented reality. So it's an app you can download on Android or Apple phones. And really, in a nutshell, it's bringing the bottles to life. So you download the app, scan the label, and the labels will come to life, and they'll tell you something about the wine, or there'll be a little entertaining display that'll go with the app. Mm-hmm. So we launched it last September.
Yep.
It's been viewed about 200,000 times since in the UK, but globally we've had 1.4 million downloads.
Yeah.
So it started on a brand called 19 Crimes.
Yep.
And it was all really, you know, the goal was about being disruptive when you're faced with the wall of wine in front of you. It's how as a brand can we stand out and offer a point of difference. And we found that augmented reality really is, you know, the ultimate for us in helping to tell our brand stories. And so now we're rolling the technology out across a number of different brands within our portfolio under the Living Wine Labels banner. So hopefully you'll be hearing and seeing a lot more of it.
Okay. So let's just touch on the 19 Crimes. Was that the first major brand?
That was the first major brand. So 19 Crimes itself is a disruptive wine label. When you see it in the wine aisle, it really stands out, and it's a frosted black bottle. But the story is celebrates British rogues who back in the 1800s, if they committed one of 19 crimes, they would have been punished by transportation and sent to Australia.
Yep.
For a little holiday.
The basis of the Australian population.
Yeah, hard labour.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, the app helps bring their stories to life, really. You know, if you scan the bottle, you'll have one of the rogues who are actual rogues who were sent to Australia, and they'll come to life and tell you some of their stories.
Are they real life photos from...
Absolutely, yeah. So John O'Reilly on our red blend. Yes, he was a British rogue who got sentenced for treason.
Well, that's a big one.
Yes. Not advisable, but yeah. Yes, he was sent down to Australia.
Okay. The 19 Crimes brand, how did that come about?
So it's actually developed first in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So our marketing team in Canada, who were just looking at a couple of options for a customer that they were working with over there. And really, it was just an idea that came out of the marketing team over there, and they worked with an agency to help develop the label. And pretty soon after that, we realized that there was something quite unique in the proposition and that we needed to get it out to a wider audience. So it's really grown since then. You know, we sell over 1 million cases of it now in the US, and we're starting to see some great growth from the brand here in the UK.
I haven't seen it about, though, yet, but that's just shows the limitation of where I shop, perhaps. Where's it got distribution?
So it's been in Asda for a while now, but you know, certainly the now with the Living Wine labels, it's helped unlock a little bit more distribution for us. So it's going, it's just gone into Tesco,
mm-hmm.
and it's going into Morrison's as well very shortly.
Okay, so it's a major multiple, and the price point that it's targeting?
So it's £8.99 for the red blend, mm-hmm. and some of the more premium tiers will be £9.99.
Oh, okay, so upper middle range, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, and is it regional based, or is it?
So South Australian blend. So the red blend is Shiraz based with a little bit of Grenache and Cabernet.
Not Southeastern Australia, but South Australia.
Sorry, Southeastern Australia, it thank you. So it's very much an approachable style of wine, easy drinking. But yeah, we get a lot of great feedback.
Okay, lovely. Okay, so let's talk about these living labels then. You're saying it was, did the technology get developed in Canada or?
So in the by our US team, Living Wine Labels, they developed the concept itself, I guess. You know, we work with a creative agency who come up with the brand experience, and then we work with a developer to help bring it to life.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's quite funny. It's backed up by Google Analytics. So we can see exactly where and when the app is being downloaded and how people are interacting with it. It's quite good fun from our side. You know, you can see a base level of downloads, which will probably peak every week on a Saturday night. But actually then you really see the big events. So Christmas Day was a massive spike for us on downloads.
Oh, okay.
So the second biggest day, well, second up until a week ago, but was Easter Sunday. So that was the second biggest download. But actually it was just overtaken on May the 12th. I'm not sure if you can remember May the 12th.
Last said day.
It was Eurovision.
Really?
So what we're finding is, you know, the app is really for those get-together occasions where people are going out with friends or family and, you know, celebrating an event. And if they're not necessarily don't have the confidence to talk about, you know, the wine that maybe that you and I would talk about, is actually having the app, you know, and bringing it to life that way. It's another way of making wine the talk of the table without having to get too technical. And I think that's what we're really, you know, that's the insight we're gaining from these downloads. And it's really, really fun to see.
Okay, the living label itself is an animation superimposed on top of the label itself. You talk augmented reality or whatever you want to, you know, the fancy words for it, but it looks like the label is actually talking.
Absolutely. I mean, you can move things, so you'll have the bottle in your forefront of your picture, but you can move things around in the background, so it looks like, you know, the label, as you say, is sitting there on your dinner table talking to you whilst things move on in the background.
Yeah, no, it's nice. And at the moment, from what I saw, because we had a little play with a few of the labels anyway, it's more about the rogue themselves than anything else. Does it give you any additional information about the quality or the fruit composition of the wine or anything?
So that's why, you know, we've seen the potential now that augmented reality has and why we're going to start rolling this out across other brands within our portfolio. So we're working on apps for Matua and Wolfblass. And so Wolfblass, for example, will be a different kind of experience. And that will be very much more focused on the wine, telling you a lot more about the wine, featuring the winemaker. And so it just gives us, you know, the app itself, you can go from an entertainment experience, like you saw on 19 Crimes. But then for different wine brands, you can do different experiences depending on what it is that you want to communicate as part of our brand story.
Will you have different apps for different brands? Because the thing with Treasury is a lot of your brands don't appear to tie together. You know, Penfields is maybe similar to Wolfblass, but not really. And, you know, Matua, I don't really think of as part of Treasury Estates at all. And by having a single app that ties them together, people will become aware that the brands are actually part of a conglomerate.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. They will all appear under the Living Wine Labels app.
Yeah.
And they'll very much be grouped together like that. I mean, the brand experience or the brands that are being activated in countries will vary according to each market. So in the US, for example, they have a number of different brands that we don't necessarily have over here. It's a chance for us to, you know, create a community with the Living Wine Labels. I mean, yes, it can be across different brands, but they'll all offer different experiences for different consumers.
You see this as almost part of your social media strategy?
Absolutely. So what we're finding is that people are really, you know, filming on their phones and seeing what's taking part and taking screenshots and sharing those experiences online. So it's very much a shareable thing that people are talking about, obviously, at their table when they're doing it themselves, but actually sharing with friends online at a later date.
It does come across as a little bit gimmicky to me, the way it's been implemented on the 19 Crimes brand, because it's about building the brand.
Yeah, no, and I can see, and that's why that moving forward, we're really just tapping into the potential of AR, and we can have those different experiences across different brands, where perhaps you see the entertainment experience is a bit gimmicky for you, but actually the Wolf Blast experience might be more tuned to your taste, and you'll find that a bit more credible. So the other thing to remember with people who are downloading the app as well is, you know, it talks to them in a different way, which perhaps the wine industry hasn't talked to them like before.
Yeah.
So as I mentioned earlier, in terms of not having the confidence in talking about wine to the level that you and I might talk about, you know, they are finding that this is a different experience that engages them and allows them to talk about the wine. Makes the wine more accessible to a younger audience.
You keep referring back to Wolf Blast. Is that one of the products that you're looking to develop?
So coming this summer, under the Living Wine Labels banner, we'll have four brands within the portfolio, which will offer an augmented reality experience. So that'll be 19 Crimes, which already exists.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wine called Lindemann's Gentleman's Collection,
okay,
which already exists. And then Matua, which is from our New Zealand
portfolio.
And Wolf Blast. And so those will be the four brands this summer.
This summer. Okay. Yeah. And what's the information you're going to give Matua and Wolf Blast? Is it? Have you seen it? Or?
I haven't seen it. The global teams are doing a great job and still just finalizing the creative. But, you know, one thing for Matua, for example, is looking more around the serving of the wine itself. You know, it's that kind of area that we're exploring. Whereas Wolf Blast, perhaps a little bit more about where the wine comes from itself and a little bit of dialogue from our winemaker. That's the kind of route that we're going down. But we'll have to wait and see.
So obviously Treasury is getting involved in things like augmented reality, but how important is social media to you guys? You know, are you, you know, Facebook and Twitter, everybody talks about those as being quite important social media platforms. How are you guys getting on with them?
Yeah, so social media is a really important part of, you know, how we are marketing our brands here in this region. You know, for us really, it's about the reach that social can give us in helping to tell our brand stories, but also, you know, we call it like an always on approach. So whether it's in store, whether it's in print, whether it's online, is there's always something that can remind our consumer about our brand. So digital is a really important part of that and the way we tell our story. But it's also about, we can be really targeted with social media. You know, someone, you know, I've heard said earlier today that actually it's often about who you're not targeting rather than who you're targeting. You know, with the likes of Facebook campaigns, you can be really laser targeted on who you want to talk to. So, you know, it's really cost effective way of us when we're communicating.
Cost effective Facebook reminds me of pay-per-click and all that sort of stuff. So you do more than just sort of organic reach. You are targeting people or groups of people with advertising.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, very much a targeted approach to our social media. You know, as I say, it's all about reach rather than just posting organic stuff. You know, we have to be really targeted, make sure there's no wastage really in how we're spending our marketing money.
Yeah. There was a famous quote years ago, as you know, 95% of my advertising budget is wasted. It's just, I don't know what the 5% is that's usable. But I think with things like social media, you're starting to unpick that a lot, aren't you? And finding out exactly where the value is.
Yeah, you can be a lot more targeted.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah. All right then, Peter. Well, I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for your time, Chris.
Cheers.